Well, first of all, I want to mention a few things that are coming up. So we have first Saturday, where we have Adoration All Day. However, there's so many wonderful pro-life activities happening that day. We're going to reduce that to the hour after the 7 a.m. Mass, so that people are free to go to these activities. The first one is at 11:30, we meet downtown in front of the state capitol, State Street side, for a Pro-Life Wisconsin rally. I'm the chaplain for Pro-Life Wisconsin. But we're hoping that a lot of people show up for this. They're planning on making it an annual at this time of year, so it'd be the first Saturday in October, like that. Please plan to join us. Again, 11:30, State Street Steps, in front of the Capitol next Saturday. Next Saturday night is the Celebration of Life dinner, where we have a beautiful dinner, and it's a gala for Our Lady of Hope Clinic and also for the Women's Care Center. And it's actually, this year's, it's going to be held right over here at St. Francis. For a number of reasons, but they got a beautiful facility over here to accommodate that. So please plan to join us for that. You can go online to find out about that. Google it. I don't have the .com in front of me. Next Thursday is one of our last gatherings here, where we've been doing this May 13th to October 7th. And next Thursday is one of our last. It's not the last, no, it's the second to last. Where we gather here for an hour of adoration, beautiful adoration. The choir, God Love You, comes and helps us with that beauty. We put up extra candelabra, floor-standing candelabras here, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful hour, a power of prayer together. And then we go out onto the lawn at what we're calling Gracie's Cafe and get to know each other more. And just have a nice social together. Those have been wonderful. I'm going to miss them. We'll see what God wants to replace them with, if anything, coming up. I know there's a few things coming up that we want to focus on. So there's a men's conference in November. So stay tuned for that, too. November 13th, if I'm not mistaken. And that's going to be awesome. So you can see there's a lot of beautiful stuff happening. Thank you. You're always in probably most attendance for all these things. Because I know your heart is filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And you and I both know that, you know, we need to take that fire and bring it out into the world to change the world. And I think I covered everything there. So now I'm going to start my homily. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, so both the first reading and this gospel today point to instances where, if you remember the first reading, you know, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and then they went, wait a minute, Eldad and Medad, they were not with us, and they're prophesying. And Moses is like, what are you complaining about? That's awesome. We need to go everywhere, right? And then pretty much the same thing over in the gospel. You know, they saw someone driving out demons in your name. We tried to stop them. And Jesus is like, what do you mean stop them? That's awesome. You know, anybody who does a mighty deed in my name cannot speak ill of me. See what he's saying? We need this to spread across the planet. But sometimes in the first reading and now here in the gospel, sometimes we can get concerned about, you know, it's us versus them. There is a versus. There is a demonic power, and those who are being their useful idiots, their minions, that we need to guard against, but not fellow Christians. You know, and my mind goes right to how wonderful it was when we started May 13th to October 7th. We started up at the state capitol, remember that? And we had a group of people off to the side, willing to pray for anybody. They weren't Catholic. But they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And I've gotten to know Pastor Rogers over at Victory Center on the east side. And I hope to get to know him more. He actually showed up at my birthday and he gave me the most awesome birthday gift. Ain't that cool? But we've both been celebrating, you know, like Moses did. Hey, wait a minute. You know, he's saying, look what's going on the west side. I'm going, look what's going on the east side, you know? It's awesome. Let's let this thing spread. Let's get together. Let's figure out a way. You know, I'm not ready to leave my religion to go over to his. And because I do believe that, you know, first of all, the Eucharist. And maybe someday he'll fall in love with that too. I don't think this out. It's so awesome.
It's gonna fall, I know it is. There.
All right. You know me. Like a kid with toys, right? Anyway. And we've been saying, haven't we, that we need this Spirit of the Lord to spread. And yes, I do believe, and I know you do too, that the rich treasure chest of the Catholic faith is amazing. But again, just because they're not yet aware of this and have not come into this, which so many have, that doesn't mean they're bad or evil or we need to exclude them or they're not in our company. They are. They love the Lord. They want the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon this whole planet. They're praying hard for it. We're praying hard for it. So we're talking about the spirit of envy. Actually, I thought of that and I said, I know Father Bill talked about that. Let me see. There it is. Day 7. Father Bill wrote this about this. He actually wrote about today's gospel. He said this. Father Bill Peckman, by the way, for those who might not know, Father Altman, Father Heilman, and Father Peckman joined to write the book Let Freedom Ring. And all those mans, I say, were mansplaining, you know, what the devil's up to. I hope you find that funny. Anyway, it was Father Bill's turn, and his topic was envy, and he wrote, in the Gospel of Mark 9:38-40, the apostles come across a man who is exercising demons in Jesus' name, and they try to stop him. Jesus responds by telling them to let the man be, as anyone who is with him cannot be against him. We see time and again the envy of the religious leaders who persecute Jesus, seeking ways to trap him in the process of showing mercy. Envy, as Shakespeare noted, mocks what it feeds on because it is incapable of rejoicing in the good of another. Envy is pervasive in our society. We are taught to resent the success of others as if somehow it threatens our identity and morale. So it's a really, really good book. My parts were pretty good, but theirs were excellent. I recommend it. Anyway, isn't it true that we, you know, it's our religion or it's our mass or it's our this or it's our that. And so if we're not careful, right, if we're not careful, we can slip into that. We can slip into that. And then instead of attracting people to ourselves and to this wonderful treasure chest of the Catholic faith, we repulse them. Yeah, I don't want, ew. There's stories too about, you know, traditionalism and how that's happened. I contend a very small percentage, but enough that it's noticeable. In fact, many would say that Pope Francis alluded to it in his last motu proprio. But again, it's not pervasive at all. But if we're not careful, that can happen. So pray with me, if you would. Pray with me that we let down all barriers and we come together. I've been praying so hard, and I hope you are too. I want to have a revival. But I mean, like, let's get together in, like, I don't know, Nebraska or Ohio. I don't know where. But let's have, like, 10 million people, whatever. But I'm praying for a Holy Spirit revival in our land. And I think what God's up to is he's allowing us to get so horrified by evil that that we're stirred enough to want to seek the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll end with this. this sword that he gave me is for the sword of the Spirit. And that actually comes from that favorite passage of mine, which I'm going to remind you once again. If I die today, put it on my funeral card, okay? It's Ephesians 6, 10 to 12, this part. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. And then it would go on in that same chapter and say, put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. My brothers and sisters, let's get armored up. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord.